When intelligence reports conflict, will you listen to voices supporting their allegiance to biblical truth and the U.S. Constitution's system of accountability to natural law? Or will you listen to skeptics and avowed enemies of God? Thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. This is Dennis Peterson. What is our purpose as faithful disciples of Jesus Christ? And what are the sources of information that we can trust about truthful reporting of current events? When you think about all the things that are being told to us by so many different voices, it's so vitally important that we are attuned to those who have respect for truth. What are we committed to do in defense of our loved ones and in the preservation of American liberty? Now, whether our friends and respected local leaders are willing to acknowledge reality and truth or not, we don't have to be highly educated to discern what's happening right before our eyes. We are living at the outset of what will undoubtedly be the most historic conflict of our lives and quite likely of our entire world. As openly admitted Marxist revolutionary voices in government, media, and entertainment have publicly listed and tagged every conservative Christian patriot and called for their exclusion from normal human rights and even outright execution, it's past time for sensible and godly people to determine what we will do as the conflict of worldviews touches our everyday survival. Remember the book of Numbers, the historic pivotal turning point in Israel's history when the 12 spies returned from 40 days of seeing the promised land? I have to ask, are we willing to believe an evil report? Or will we have faith to follow the report of those who were faithful to God's promise to take the land? It's now inevitable that the recent election outcome is going to the Supreme Court. They'll rule that the election is invalid due to fraud on a countrywide scale. It'll go one of two ways. Either they will rule that all the unconstitutional mail-in ballots will be removed and the states ordered to recount without them, or they will simply rule the election is invalid due to mass voter fraud, and at that point, it will be sent to Congress and Senate for a vote. This is where it gets really good. The House and the Congress votes on who the president will be, but it has nothing to do with what party that has in power. Every state gets one vote, and 30 states are held by Republicans and 19 by Democrats. They have to vote down party lines. They have no choice due to the 12th Amendment of the Constitution, and the Senate votes for the vice president, where a similar vote will take place. This is the law. This is why the Democrats are so mad at Nancy Pelosi. This will all happen in January. The only way President Trump won't be president is if he concedes the election, and that'll never happen. So stop watching the fake news and don't let your heart be troubled and live your life knowing this will all work out. President Trump will remain president. Another fun fact is that they called Gore the president-elect for 30 days in 2000 until the courts ruled against him and declared Bush the winner. And two people that were part of that decision was none other than the new Supreme Court justices, Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. If you know someone who listens to mainstream network news reports, their uniform mirroring of the politically correct leftist narrative understandably warrants their misguided fear. But if you dare to take the time to hear honest and patriotic voices, you know that there is a huge body of evidence of gross conspiracy, collusion, and treason or sedition against our constitutional republic and patriotic law-abiding citizens who love God and the rule of biblical law. One of the most thorough and candid regular independent news platforms I've seen is Natural News, led by Christian founder Mike Adams. His team gleans information from all the independent truth-seeking reporting agencies to provide one of the most clear and frank discussion platforms I've seen. There are many others, and you need to be relying on them for your understanding of the times, if you are to know with confidence what you must do in these perilous times. On November 15th, they posted a summary containing multiple bombshells. One is a game-changing article about how the 2020 election took place under a declared national emergency. That executive order in September 2018 actually authorized the Treasury to seize all assets of people or companies that engaged in foreign interference of U.S. elections. It turns out that Trump now has the power to seize and shut down all the big tech treasonous actors, as well as the lying media companies like CNN and the New York Times. The report in Natural News begins with a little-known executive order signed September 12, 2018 by President Donald J. Trump. That order is available at whitehouse.gov. It's entitled, Executive Order on Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in a United States Election. That executive order is almost completely unreported since the day it was signed by President Trump, declaring a national emergency. That emergency is still in play to this day, and the 2020 election was conducted under this state of emergency. That is a crucial point to understanding what's coming next. The executive order declares that people and organizations located in part outside the United States are known to be able to interfere in or undermine public confidence in United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. If you're starting to see how this ties in to CNN and the New York Times, Washington Post, and MSNBC, you're not alone. All those organizations have been caught under this emergency declaration of foreign interference in U.S. elections. They have aided by complicit corporations on U.S. soil. The executive order further states that this foreign interference in U.S. elections constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States. Why is this relevant to anything that we're seeing right now with the massive election fraud carried out by the Democrats and the deep state? It's because Dominion Voting Systems is a Canadian company. And CYTL, S-C-Y-T-L, is run out of Spain. That's right. Dominion is a foreign-owned company which makes Dominion-based election theft a foreign interference issue. And this company called CYTL, by the way, is connected to George Soros and the Democrats. And according to another source called TGP, Bill Gates also owns stock in CYTL. Dominion is Canadian. CYTL is from Spain. Both represent foreign interference in U.S. elections with data routed through servers in Germany. What many are missing in all this is that Trump's 2018 executive order gives the DOJ the power to seize all assets of individuals and companies that were complicit in aiding or covering up this foreign interference in U.S. elections. The National Emergency Order specifically calls for seizure of all assets or of entities that have directly or indirectly engaged in, sponsored, concealed, or otherwise been complicit in foreign interference in a United States election. That would, of course, have to include practically every CNN fake news anchor, every big tech CEO, every fake news journo terrorist from NBC News, the New York Times, and the Washington Post. They're all complicit in gaslighting America and covering up the massive foreign election interference that just took place in November 2020. Trump's executive order further explains that asset seizures shall target people and entities which have ownership or control by any person whose property or interests in property are blocked pursuant to this order. In other words, the executive order covers every person who has been corrupted or compromised by Communist China, and that includes at least 80% of Democrat lawmakers, by our estimates, including Senators Feinstein and Schiff. Any media organization that assisted in covering up or assisting foreign interference in a U.S. election is specifically targeted by this executive order. The order explains some other interesting things about election infrastructure, and that means information, communications, technology, and systems used by or on behalf of the federal government or a state or local government in managing the election process. That would include the Dominion voting systems, as well as all other voting systems used in the recent election. And finally, the order describes what it means by the term foreign interference. It means any covert, fraudulent, deceptive, or unlawful actions or attempted actions of a foreign government or of any person acting as an agent of or on behalf of a foreign government undertaken with the purpose or effect of influencing, undermining confidence in, or altering the result or reported result of the election, or undermining public confidence in election processes or institutions. The left-wing Marxist progressives are about to receive constitutional justice if Americans continue their passionate patriotic support shown in our nation's capital just last Saturday. It should be obvious to any informed person that everything big tech and the fake news media did to rig this election and then bury the Democrats' massive vote fraud operations was a covert fraudulent deception. It was carried out on behalf of communist nations like China and globalist operations that are located outside the United States. It's not merely that the voting system companies whose hardware and software systems rigged the election were located in Canada and Spain. We're also told that part of the CIA's rigging of this election in real time involved data being offshored to servers located in Germany and possibly Serbia. There are at least three or four foreign countries involved in this election, and that doesn't even include China and Venezuela, who both had other roles in running influence operations to rig the election outcome in favor of Biden. Now, President Trump's team is in the process of gathering irrefutable evidence of criminal collusion to carry out election interference. The cover-up trails will lead directly to big tech-targeted censorship and collusion with China, and the fake news left-wing media gaslighting propaganda campaign to cover up evidence of foreign collusion. This means that in one fell swoop, President Donald J. Trump will be able to, first, arrest and seize the assets of all the top Democrats and deep state traitors who attempted to steal the 2020 election. Two, seize all the big tech corporations and left-wing media propaganda outlets that were complicit in the conspiracy. This could include seizing their domain names such as Twitter.com, YouTube.com, Facebook.com, and so on. And then third, defeat the DNC forever by revealing overwhelming evidence of widespread election fraud, which will also result in a nationwide call for a voter ID system for all future elections. This, of course, would solidify President Trump's own standing as the brilliant mastermind president of the USA for a second term. Recounts no longer matter. The certification of votes is now irrelevant. The action plan to achieve all this is underway as you hear or read this. Team Trump already has the full transaction logs of Dominion voting systems, election alterations, and, with raids taking place in Europe, more evidence of foreign interference is being secured. This enormous cache of voter fraud evidence will be more than sufficient for President Trump to present this evidence to the American people and then declare an illegal insurrection attempt against the United States of America. Simultaneously, U.S. Marshals or military police will be deployed to arrest the treasonous actors in the United States who attempted to carry out this elaborate criminal fraud. Once all the evidence is compiled and presented, President Trump merely needs to declare the entire election to be null and void. It's a failed foreign coup attempt against the United States, aided by treasonous operators inside the Democrat Party and certain dark corners of the intelligence community, like the CIA and the FBI. As an immutable legal principle, any party that engages in a social contract, such as an election, and then cheats to try to unfairly win that contract, is disqualified by default. You cannot win an election by stealing it. There's overwhelming legal precedent for this in court decisions from both SCOTUS and federal district courts. The recounts are irrelevant. The certification of the fraudulent votes is just theater. None of that matters once the overwhelming fraudulent nature of the entire operation is documented and revealed to everyone. Trump has already won this election. The treasonous enemies of America have already been caught. They'll face criminal charges by the thousands as all this plays out, unless they flee the country first. And the DOJ is about to drop the hammer on the entire operation. The American people are with Trump, including many Democrats, who are now disgusted by what they have witnessed taking place with wholesale left-wing election theft. Americans will not allow their country to be stolen by foreign interests. If Trump needs to call up every able-bodied man in America to converge on Washington, D.C., fully armed with courage, millions of patriots will arrive to defend this constitutional republic against its enemies, both foreign and domestic. President Trump no longer needs to win recounts, and he certainly doesn't need the media on his side. They won't be around much longer anyway. All Trump needs is to continue gathering evidence, prepare to present it to the world, and continue to garner support from millions of Americans who are already able to and willing to lay down their lives on the line if necessary to defend this nation. We win if we choose to win. The only way we lose is if we surrender to the criminals on the left. The word concede isn't even in my vocabulary, and it's probably not in yours. Nor will Steve Bannon, Rudy Giuliani, General Flynn, or any other patriot surrender to these left-wing criminals and tyrants. I encourage you to keep reading naturalnews.com for more analysis in the days ahead. This is history in the making, hour by hour, day by day, and you're living in a time of witnessing one of the most epic political genius 4D chess moves in human history. Natural News published a powerful interview with Dr. Jerome Corsi of CorsiNation.com, a high IQ analyst, historian, and investigator who has written many books and reports about politics and the intelligence community. In his Brightian Conversations interview, Dr. Corsi explains the plans of the deep state and how communist-linked traitors put in place by Barack Obama are rolling out their last-ditch plan to overthrow the United States, remove President Trump from power, and seize permanent control of the bureaucracy. But the deep state will fail yet again, explains Dr. Corsi, just like they failed with Russiagate, with impeachment, and with every lame effort that they've conjured up to try to smear and destroy Donald J. Trump. Dr. Corsi observed that Trump has always been controversial. People in New York City either love him or hate him, but he's okay with that. It's part of who he is. He achieves what he wants to achieve. I think he's gotten more godly. I think he's always had a destiny in his mind that he would be president. He's president at a moment in destiny when he can save the republic. I think he knows it. I think in his second term, he will set up more aggressive measures to stop the censorship in Silicon Valley. Dr. Corsi goes on to say, I think he will go after the hate crimes laws affecting universities that are teaching Marxism. I see the hand of God architecting this to give us a chance to overcome this abyss of evil, leftist, globalism nonsense that our society has been overwhelmed by. Dr. Corsi makes some brilliant observations that Trump wants to get rid of the influence of teachers' unions and the government rule of schools. Homeschooling is having a huge upsurge as parents see the failure of government schools. And he goes on to say, a new era may be about to emerge where our society rejects communism, rejects the leftist philosophies as malware of the brain, and then we can come back to the fundamentals that have always worked for human societies: Jesus Christ, the Bible, traditional values, families, hard work, education of children, and discipline. Moses came down the mountain with the Ten Commandments because we have to be told authoritatively not to lie and not to murder. Our children have to be taught these things. Our founders recognize that big government is inherently evil and tends to become more evil. If we know someone who believes that these are isolated or unrelated events, we need to help them realize that they're acting like a complete moron and beyond the reach of reason. If possible, you need to help them set aside their adolescent partisan allegiance to irrational anti-biblical leftism. They need to be challenged to at least have the honesty to admit that there's something rotten afoot. At a minimum, the suppression of dissenting, politically incorrect views is an act worthy of Joseph Stalin. It's shocking to discover that such a large discovery of Democrat partisans have gleefully embraced a fundamental attack on life, freedom of speech, and suppression of peaceable assembly as defined by the First Amendment. The first people who try to tell us that Donald Trump is a dictator are the very people promoting and supporting quashing any voice that dares to protest the media narrative. This is very dangerous territory. It should be obvious to all of us now that the huge irrational support of anti-God immorality and the pop culture rise of darkness and violence in America will result in widespread uncivil conflict within our own country. We've allowed leftism to dominate our schools for far too long. We've refused our mandate from our Lord Jesus Christ to be the light of our nation that dares to expose the evil darkness of defying God's laws. We've abandoned our responsibility to be the salt of society to preserve civil order from rotting. With half of supposed self-proclaiming Christians failing to register to vote, and half of those registered failing to show up on election day, no wonder many secular citizens see almost no positive influence on society coming from local churches and their leaders. No matter which direction the results of this elections go, dangerous confrontations in many large cities are unavoidable. We can all thank God for raising up a courageous Samson-like or Cyrus-like leader to confront the Philistines that we've allowed to infiltrate our nation. The enormous show of patriotic support by nearly a million citizens in our capital last weekend is encouraging. The nighttime attacks on some of them after the peaceful and hopeful march in D.C. were the first acts of violence since before the election. That tells us an important message. When the leftist-controlled media thinks their distorted narrative has succeeded in producing the election results they wanted, the orchestrated destructive riots ceased across the country. Just wait until their evil corruption is publicly exposed and many of their elitist leaders are arrested. The insanity of the devil himself will expose his fierce hatred of mankind. Only a merciful deliverance of Almighty God himself will deliver his remnant like he delivered his people in the book of Esther when Haman's evil plot was exposed. Remember what God told Abraham when he interceded for evil Sodom? Even for the sake of 10 righteous people, he would withhold his total destruction. The only reason that God can be trusted to withhold awful judgment on America is because millions of humble disciples of Jesus Christ have been fasting and praying for months for God's mercy and a demonstration of his raising up a bold witness to disciple many millions who are desperate for God's grace in their lives and in their communities. God has zero respect for cowards. The coward who received one talent in Jesus' parable was turned over to a horrible fate because of his cowardice. If you fear man more than you fear God, your fate will be similar. If you bow to money rather than trust God for your daily bread, your outcome is without hope. Psalm 27:13 says, and it's great cause for hope, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May God help us. Thanks for joining me on Reclaiming Your Legacy. This is Dennis Peterson. Until next time.